Now to an historic town in North Carolina that's facing a difficult question. The town of Princeville was founded by former slaves in 1885. It's considered one of the oldest towns chartered by African Americans in the U.S. Hurricane Matthew devastated Princeville 2 weeks ago with massive flooding from the local river. It's the second time in 20 years Princeville has almost been washed away, and now there's debate about whether they should rebuild at all. Leona Inge from member station WUNC reports.
It's something to see. Water rushing back into the Tar River as it's being pumped out of the streets of Princeville. The National Guard has worked day and night to move 75 million gallons of flood water from the town back to the river. Most of the 2,200 residents still haven't been able to return home to salvage what's left, but they've tried. Bobby Jones is the mayor of Princeville.
I had one person call me and ask me about the goldfish. They want to get back in to get the goldfish. I said, ma'am, the goldfish can swim. Let's get the people out first.
Jones has spent the last several days looking over at Princeville from the Tar River Bridge. He had to take a boat to go see his home.
And it is underwater.
When you say underwater, like how
about
much underwater?
About three-fourths.
The last time Princeville was flooded like this was in 1999, after Hurricane Floyd. In some areas, the water rose 23 feet above the streets. Jones remembers being plucked out of Princeville by helicopter. Still, he says he can't imagine living anywhere else.
Not going to happen. We will not leave the town of Princeville. We are the oldest town chartered by blacks in America. Nobody else can say that.
Whether it's the oldest or not, the decision to rebuild Princeville or relocate residents will be a political one. Here's North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory.
And we're going to have that discussion. If we do rebuild, where and how? And what methods do we use to rebuild? And I think that question needs to be asked in every area that has constant flooding.
Hurricane Matthew dumped a tremendous amount of rain across the eastern part of North Carolina, flooding out dozens of towns. Some people are still living in shelters today. After Hurricane Floyd, the Princeville Town Council chose not to accept a buyout from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and decided to rebuild. If they had taken that money, it would have meant the land would be cleared, and so would generations of history. Willie Battle says he would hate to see that happen. Most of his family lives here.
And we don't do we go one house to another, you know, friend. And like I said, I've been there all my life, and I just like about it, and I hate to leave.
For the past week, inspection teams have been going neighborhood to neighborhood to determine the status of each piece of property. Town officials say at least half the homes are completely destroyed. Initially, they feared more than 80% would have flooded out. William and Sheila Johnson are still contemplating what to do next.
Your husband wants higher ground.
Yes. And his wife do too. I let my house be sitting on the stilts if they can. I sure would because, you know, it's just a devastating thing to have to go through twice.
Here in the town of Princeville, which was founded by slaves, close to one-third of residents live in poverty, which makes the decision to move or stay in this low-lying area even harder. For NPR News, I'm Leonida Inge.